Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and then with me, as always, is...
Me, Emmett, the lad.
Yeah. Before we hop into today's theme,
Pun fun!
It's time for our fan question of the week. This one comes from a listener named Liam. All right, Liam, take it away.
What is the Greek word for Pandora's box?
All right, what is the Greek word for Pandora's box? What do you think?
Poma.
Not puma, but poma.
Poma.
Whatever poma means.
Pandora's box.
All right, well, let's find out the answer. Liam?
The answer is pythos.
Pythos is the answer.
I was close with the P.
Yeah, well, I did a little bit of research on this. You could also pronounce it pythos. It's P-I-T-H-O-S.
Pythos?
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to say it. I think I've seen a couple different ways online.
I'm a Greek mythology nerd.
But you know what's really funny? Is that's actually a mistranslation. It's not actually Pandora's box. The story is actually about Pandora's jar. But the Greek word for jar and the Greek word for box were very similar, and people got it mixed up. So it's actually
Mandela effect.
It's actually supposed to be Pandora's jar. Isn't that kind of weird? I feel like box is a little more effective.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Liam, for that question. We really appreciate you in that. You can be part of the show if you just head over to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and send us your question, and maybe we'll feature you on a future episode. All right, now let's crack open our trivia basket and see what Easter traditions we can uncover. You get it? The puns, it's just puns everywhere. 15 questions. We're going to start pretty easy and get a little trickier as we go. This first round we call...
Trivia Tots.
Question one. What animal is most commonly associated with Easter?
Rabbit.
The bunny, or rabbit, is correct. The Easter bunny.
Easter rabbit.
Or the Easter rabbit. It'd be kind of weird to say. It's true. Is bunny just another word? I mean, is a bunny technically a young rabbit?
Yes.
Can any bunny or rabbit be a bunny?
I think so.
I mean, could you call adult bunny or adult rabbits bunnies?
Maybe.
I just feel like bunny is another word for rabbit.
It's just more cuter.
Yeah, it is. It is a cuter word. You're right. Question two. What kind of candy is shaped like a baby chicken and often comes in yellow, pink, or blue?
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs is not the answer we're looking for. That's incorrect.
The answer
is peeps.
Peeps.
Peeps are the...
Did you just say Easter eggs?
One. Nope, I did not. Fun fact, over 1.5 billion with a B peeps are made every year. And you know that some people eat them frozen?
What?
I know, that's kind of weird. I never even thought about it. We should try that sometime.
Maybe.
Freeze some peeps and eat them. Kind of weird.
Free
the peeps.
Free the peeps.
Hashtag free the peeps. Question three. What do people often decorate for Easter?
Whoa. Don't know.
You don't know. The answer
we're myself.
The answer we're looking for is eggs. You decorate Easter eggs. I think the lads overthinking things here.
I know.
So, I don't know if you knew, but the tradition of decorating eggs goes back thousands of years, even before like all of the modern Easter celebrations that we see. They've been decorating eggs far longer than even that existed. That's kind of interesting. Question four. What do you call a competition where kids search for hidden eggs?
Easter egg hunt.
An Easter egg hunt is correct.
And who is like the 3-time champion of the Grandma and Grandpa's House Easter egg hunt? This kid.
That is, yes, he does collect a lot of the eggs. Now, what kinds of things do you find in the eggs from the Easter bunny at Grandma's house?
Money.
Yeah.
And cream eggs. Yeah. Like chocolate eggs.
Yep. Yep. The Cadbury eggs or...
I love Cadbury.
They are
it's
the
like
best.
It's like my favorite chocolate.
It is one of the... I would put Cadbury as like the top 3 candies.
Yes.
Of all time. Yeah. It's pretty solid.
And I have that. I have this giant bar waiting for my, for me.
Yes, the Cadbury egg. And I love the cream eggs, but Cadbury chocolate in general is really good.
I know.
Yeah. Question 5. In the movie Hop, one of the main character bunnies dreams of being able to play this instrument.
Saxophone
is incorrect. Have you ever seen Hop?
Yeah.
Like a long
when
time ago?
When I was
ago?
Like 3.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It's not a very good...
It's not, no.
No, it's not at all.
The answer we're looking for is the drums.
Drums.
Yes, the bunny is a
Wait.
Drummer.
Lad conspiracy theorist.
Oh boy. Here we go.
You know the Energizer bunny?
I do.
It always plays drums, right?
He does. Big bass drum. Yep. That's the conspiracy?
Yes.
Is all bunnies are drummers?
No. Is Hop, the main bunny from Hop?
Oh, maybe he's the Energizer bunny?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I like that. It's the Twilight Zone. That was really bad. I'm going to cut that.
Do, 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 do. That's the Illuminati meme.
All right.
You can cut that too.
Moving on. That's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round of Easter tradition trivia. The lad's doing great, but we're going to move on to tougher questions. So here we go with the mind mover round. Question number 6. What is the name of the sweet treat that's often hollow and shaped like an animal?
This is really hard. JK, chocolate bunnies.
Chocolate bunnies is correct. Yes, it's not really a specific name. This question was kind of worded a little funky. But yeah, it's the name of the sweet treat. It's a chocolate bunny. You know that Americans eat about 90 million chocolate bunnies every year?
I just shove it down my throat when I have when I have the chance.
Isn't it fun to eat the bunny's ears off?
Isn't it fun to eat the bunny's legs and... And head off.
But you eat the legs first? That's weird.
Well, usually I start from the head.
You got to start from the ears. You got to bite the bunny's ears
I
off
know,
first.
But I kind of
then you
don't
go, and then you have to make the joke. If you go, hey, did you hear that? Hear what? Because the bunny's ears are gone. Yeah, you have to make that joke. It's a dad joke. I'm sorry. That's a
boo.
Question 7. What is the name of the tradition where people roll eggs on the White House lawn?
I don't know.
This is one, again, the question is it's a little obvious. The answer we're looking for is the White House Easter egg roll. Where they roll eggs on the White House lawn. Yeah. But that's a good one. That tradition has been around since 1878.
What?
That's how long they've been doing
it. When we went to the White House, we saw a dog peeing in the Kennedy garden.
We did. That was pretty cool.
No, it was actually really funny.
Yep. Question 8. What two baby animals are often used as symbols of new life during Easter?
Doves and chicks.
Doves and chicks is 50% correct.
I think I got the doves right.
You got the chicks correct.
Oh, bunnies.
The other one we're looking for is actually lambs.
That lambs. Explains lambs of butter.
Yep. And we have butter lambs at Grandma and Grandpa's house for Easter. We have a butter slab formed into the shape of a lamb.
It's like a butter lamb maker.
Yep. Yeah. We got Grandma and Grandpa a mold to make butter molds.
So Grandma doesn't need to go to the store and buy lambs of butter.
And it's pretty weird.
I know, but they're so funny.
It's the best.
I know. It's a tradition.
It is. Question 9. In what season does Easter always take place?
April.
In what season?
Oh, spring.
Spring is correct. Although here in Wisconsin, April doesn't always feel like spring.
I know. It's usually just winter.
It's either winter or summer. We rarely get spring. We usually just go right from snow to shorts, but that's...
Yeah.
But yes, it is springtime in most of the world. Question 10. What popular dish made with hash browns or cubed potatoes, cheese, and canned cream soup is often served at Easter?
Corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash is incorrect.
What?
The answer is cheesy potatoes. Some people call it cheesy hash brown casserole. Or if you're in Utah, we call it funeral potatoes.
What? Oh, I get it.
So yeah, it's many times, I think if you go to a funeral or you're bringing food for a funeral luncheon, that's a very common thing, is to make hash brown casserole. I love hash brown casserole. It is one of my favorite things on the planet.
I've never had it.
Oh, Grandma makes a mean one. She'll make it for this Easter, I'm sure. And if not, well, Grandma, if you're listening, we'd love to have hash brown casserole at Easter. Are you going to try it if she puts it out?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I will. Easter is my, third favorite holiday.
Third favorite. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round of Easter tradition trivia. Emmett's doing great, but we're going to get really difficult now. The questions are going to get super hard. I don't know. I hope you make it. Hopefully everyone's got their helmets and their mouth guards and their protective eyewear, because things are about to get difficult. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Here we go. Question 11. What sugary, colorful Easter candy is made of compressed sugar shaped like eggs?
Cadbury cream egg.
Cadbury cream egg is incorrect.
Oh, it's Reese's.
The answer we're looking for are jelly beans.
Jelly beans? Those don't look like eggs.
What do they? Oh, I guess they kind of look like beans.
That's such a weird question.
I think we might have to take it up with the mom. I think she wrote this one. But you know, it's really funny. All right. So the people that don't live near us in Wisconsin, we have a very, very special jelly bean maker in Wisconsin. Do you know which one it is?
Jelly Belly?
Jelly Belly.
I thought that was in Chicago.
Well, we had the Jelly Belly Visitor Center in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. But sadly, during COVID, they closed down to tours and stuff, and they never opened it back up. But you know what's even crazier?
Sundrop was invented in Sheboygan.
Oh, in Shawano, I think. Shawano. Actually. In Shawano, yeah. But not that. That's not that crazy. Mom and Grandpa both love these. It's a bonus question.
Purple jelly beans.
Black jelly beans. Black jelly beans. If you like black jelly beans, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, just thinking of that makes me sick.
They are.
I don't like black licorice.
They are gross. So if you like black jelly beans, you are one of a kind. Question 12. For many Christians, what important event does Easter Sunday celebrate?
Don't know how to put this into words.
That's okay. Do your best.
Christ the Lord passing away.
Yep, that's part of it. That's okay. Look, we can end your question or the end of your answer there. So the answer we're looking for, you actually got most of it. So when Jesus died, they buried him, right? Or they didn't really bury him, but they put him in the tomb.
In a cave.
And when they came back to the tomb, he was gone. And they call that the resurrection. So the resurrection of Jesus is what Easter is. That's the big celebration. And that's actually probably the largest, next to Christmas, with the birth of Jesus, is probably the biggest Christian holiday of the year, is the resurrection of Jesus.
I think Good Friday was when he came back.
Well, Good Friday is actually when they start what's called the Passion. So the Passion is where the process of Jesus actually passing away.
Oh.
Yep. But we'll get more into that later. Question 13. In pop culture, what does the term Easter egg mean when talking about video games or movies?
Easter egg means like a little hidden detail.
A hidden detail is correct. Yeah, a secret message or a hidden secret, something like that. And the first known video game Easter egg that we know of, like that we're aware of, or at least that what the internet is aware of, was found in the game Adventure for the Atari all the way back in 1980. So that was 3 years before I was born. They had the first Easter egg in a video game. I don't know. Let me look that up.
Google time. Google is awesome, kids.
Oh, okay. So it's in 1979, Atari programmer Warren Robinette was frustrated that he wasn't credited in the games that he designed. So he added his own credit in a hidden room in the game Adventure. All right. So that seems like a pretty interesting thing, that first Easter egg in Adventure. Question 14. What's the name of the Ukrainian tradition of creating highly detailed hand-painted eggs?
I don't know.
This is a tough one. This one's pretty obscure. The answer is Pysanky eggs. So if you go look up, Pysanky eggs are actually pretty cool. They're really, really interesting and really ornate decorations, really detailed. It's pretty neat. You should look it up. Pysanky. Pysanky.
I have a friend who's Ukrainian.
Oh.
And I think he does that tradition.
Yeah, we should ask him about it. That's pretty cool. And finally, question 15. What classic film about Moses is often shown as a TV marathon during Easter weekend in the United States?
The Red Sea.
The Red Sea is incorrect. It is in there, but the answer we're looking for is The Ten Commandments. The movie The Ten Commandments.
Isn't there an animated version of it?
I'm sure there's a lot of different versions of this one, but the most famous movie is from 1956. All right. It stars Charlton Heston, and it was when it first kind of showed on network TV, and they do it every single year on Good Friday now. Usually on Good Friday, they play The Ten Commandments on TV.
Isn't it also on Christmas?
No, not on Christmas. No, because it actually tells the story of Passover, And so during in Passover, I don't want to get in too far into it, but Passover, a lot of people will associate it with Easter weekend. And so there's a lot of things that happen in that movie that are really, really interesting, but it is just a fantastic film altogether. When you think about the effects they used when the movie was filmed, it is amazing. With the technology that they had, they made amazing effects in this movie. So it was really cool, and it's very interesting. So if you get a chance, make a lot of popcorn and sit down for 4 hours and watch The Ten Commandments with your family, because it's a really, really good movie. And that's going to do it for Easter Traditions Trivia. How did you do? Hopefully you did all right at home. Emmett did pretty well. Either way, thanks for joining us for some Easter Traditions Trivia fun. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps us reach more awesome listeners just like you. And don't forget to send us your questions at speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. We might feature you in an upcoming episode. Follow us over on Instagram and Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia for even more fun facts and behind-the-scenes stuff. And Emmett, do you have any parting words about Easter tradition trivia?
I learned a lot today.
Yeah. Easter has there's a lot that isn't just necessarily about like eggs and stuff. There's a lot more different types of traditions kind of all over the place. A lot of lore. Yeah, I guess you could say that. That's true. Well, we wish everyone, if you celebrate or not, a happy Easter season. And until next time, see you later.
Alligators.